Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside John Congemi, OJ McDuffie, Tristan Jones in the Metro PCS Comment Center. You can join the chat online with her at Dolphins.com. Join us here on the show by texting 347-347. But right now, we're going to go out to the Metro PCS hotline, bring in Dick Stockton, Dolphins preseason TV broadcaster. Dick, how you doing today?
Well, Greg, I'm doing well, and it's good to have you aboard. I'm glad to be back with, John and OJ and the rest of the gang. I missed you last year, but we're back again, and only 9 days before camp starts. And how exciting is this time of year at this point? We're about almost a week from the beginning of it all.
We are. Yeah, we're pumped up, and we've got that countdown going on, as you said, 9 days away. And, Dick, the guy that I think most people are going to have their eyes focused on, Ryan Tannehill entering his third year with the Dolphins at the quarterback position. We were just talking about Ron Jaworski has him ranked as the number 23 quarterback in his countdown of the top quarterbacks in the league. What are your expectations for Tannehill as he matures entering his third year?
Well, I think there are several keys here, Greg. Number one, I think Bill Lazor, and I think the kind of offense that the Dolphins are going to run, and from what we have heard and seen in the earlier camps, people are excited about it. Good to see that Mike Wallace is. Everyone seems to be. Second of all would be that, Brandon Albert, the left tackle. I mean, when you look at 58 sacks last year, and nothing is more impressive than to protect your quarterback, and that's where the situation is. You got to protect your quarterback from the blind side, so you got to have a left tackle, and that might have been porous last year. The third is the running back position, and we know that Moreno has been hurt. And he won't be there right at the beginning, but Miller, with speed, is excited about things. I think that's the key. The coordinator, the left tackle, and the running back to take the pressure off of the QB.
And, Dick, you're obviously very well-versed in your legendary career, working for Fox Sports, calling games around the NFL. We see more and more teams going to the running back by committee system. Do you have a feeling one of these running backs for the Dolphins will emerge, or do you think this is going to be more of a team effort from that position?
Well, you would like to see one of the running backs, emerge, and I think that you will. I always think it's better if you do have, one particular running back, not so much as gaining, 1,000 yards or more, but just the guy who is in there that works with Tannehill and the line very well. So, I think hopefully they would like to see that. Of course, no team uses just one running back anymore anyway, okay? Very few teams do. And so, at least, they're adding to the depth at that position, which is such a key thing, because you have to have the threat of the running back as well as the offensive line to protect the quarterback. And that's what Ryan Tannehill needs more than anything this year, protection.
Dick, the biggest thing I think with the Dolphins as well last year was our inability to run the ball, especially in short yardage situations, and also our inability to stop the run at times. Do you think the Dolphins, for one, have done enough on both sides of the ball, bringing back a Randy Starks, signing Earl Mitchell, having guys like, Jared Odrick and those guys on the inside on defense, or as well as guys like, you talk about Albert a little bit, Shelly Smith, Pouncey, there's like Dallas Thomas is going to be one guy at the guard position, and of course Juwan James. Do you think we've done enough on the interior of both sides of the line to make it a more successful against the run and run the ball as well?
Well, I think so. On the defensive line, I'm kind of confident about what's going on with there. It's one of the best, and I think Olivia Burton only can, get better. I mean, this is just the start of things for him. And the big question, I think, in camp will be the offensive line in general. We know about what Albert can put left tackle. We know that Pouncey's going to be out a while, so they have to fill in that position. But how does that offensive line gel? And also the health of the offensive line. OJ, you guys know as well as anyone that at the end of the year, and you look at the teams in the playoffs, and you look at who started all season long, when you see an offensive line intact all season, that's why they're in the playoffs. When you see a center playing guard and a guard playing center, then you have some problems, and those are the teams that fall by the wayside.
Dick, always good to hear your voice, and glad you're back with us for the preseason. I just wanted to turn your attention maybe to the defensive side of the football. I know there's two positions I'm going to be looking at, and primarily two players, and I'm sure you will be too, as they progress from game one to game three and game four in the preseason. That's the big change at middle linebacker. Koumissi is going to move inside, and it's one of those things where the Dolphins need more game-changing plays from the defense, no matter if it comes up front in the linebacking position or in the defensive secondary. But staying in the secondary, Cortland Finnegan, he'll be the other guy I really want to pay attention to, because two guys that have played in the league have success, one changing positions and the other changing teams, trying to recreate his identity.
The big thing with Finnegan, and you know, he's been a bulldog. He's been a terrific cornerback. He's physical cornerback. He'll hit you. He causes turnovers. His health. The same with Delmas. I mean, Louis Delmas is in the same situation. Can these guys stay healthy, especially Finnegan? That's going to be the key for him, John, I think. And I think that, Cohen in the middle linebacking position, I'm very confident about that. I like the Dolphins defense. But, you know, a lot of the, you know, people have to know that there's a coordination between the offense and the defense, that it isn't just one operating independently, that the way they play and the way they set up field position and everything, and it's okay to punt in this game, to set up your defense, you know that. It has to be a coordinated effort. But I really think that the offense is the area that, you know, it's a scoring kind of league. I know what Seattle did in the Super Bowl, and the defense was the key there. But, you know, you've got to score, and you've got to have a quarterback, and you've got to make big plays. So I'm kind of looking at that. That's what's great about preseason, because there are so many situations, not just jobs won, but like you say, can Finnegan stay healthy? Can he still be what he was as a veteran now? And, you know, can Misi make the adjustment and so forth?
Dick Stockton, Dolphins preseason TV broadcaster, joining us here on the Finsiders via the Metro PCS hotline. And Dick, Deion Jordan, we received the disappointing news over the last couple of weeks that he's going to be suspended for the first four games of the year. First, what's the disappointment level there, knowing the expectations you had as a former number three overall pick? But then also, how do you see the team utilizing him in the preseason, knowing he's not going to be available for the first four games and knowing you want to get the guys behind him ready to go as well?
Well, it's going to be that. That's what you're going to see. I think you're going to see him start the game, and you're going to have guys line up. I mean, you've got the New England Patriots. I mean, you have to have a guy who's going to be in there, and he has to get ready to play. It's a tough situation. I think very difficult is Deion Jordan and Pouncey. Having those guys, those key people missing in the first four games of the season, become the big question for the Dolphins, I think, overall, in the big picture, is how will they do in those four games? Can they hang in there with these two getting ready for their return?
Dick, if we look across the NFL, a guy who hasn't even played a down yet but is making headlines constantly is Johnny Manziel up in Cleveland. We've seem to hear more about what he's doing away from football than what he's done during the offseason. What are your thoughts on this phenomenon to Johnny Manziel, and can he get his act together and be an accomplished player in this league?
Now, my personal opinion, Greg, is that, you know, if you're serious about what you want to do, you're not being shown in different events. You don't act like, well, I've been a veteran for 8 years. I've proven myself. He hasn't proven anything. And he's playing with a team that, you know, it's difficult for a young quarterback, I don't care what his ability is, to come with a team that has problems around. It's not the same as a Roethlisberger years ago when he came in with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think you can do both things. I don't think you can be a quote-unquote personality. I don't think you can be what Manziel is trying to be, as well as be an effective quarterback, when you haven't played yet in the league and you haven't seen what they're going to show you. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I think Manziel's got to get his act together.
Well, I know OJ's nodding his head as you're saying all that. OJ, you kind of echo the same sentiments?
I absolutely do. You know, it's a situation in Cleveland where you got to show up and be able to be ready to go to work, and you got a guy out there right now that's acting like Dick said, has been there, done that, an 8-year veteran, whereas he should be a little bit more humble at this point until he has a more success at this level.
Well, that's going to be one of the many interesting storylines to watch in the NFL this upcoming season. Hey, Dick, good catching up with you. Look forward to doing so again as this preseason approaches and progresses. And, man, it's going to be a fun season as it's right around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you come within a couple of games of making the playoffs last year, and, you know, you say, where's the improvement going to be? And I think that the offense is so important with Bill Lazor's deal coming up. I'm anxious to see it, and also the improvement of Ryan Tannehill. But thanks for having me on. Looking forward to a great year and chatting with you each week.
All right, there he is, Dick Stockton, Dolphins preseason TV broadcaster. Also, you can hear him on Fox Sports calling national games throughout the upcoming NFL season. And for unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com. Guys, a lot more to come here, including a look across the AFC East, a breakdown of the defensive backs. We'll have that coming up next here on the show. And also, man, this is my favorite part of the show, when OJ's here. One Direction makes their final stop of the 2014
1D, baby.
Where We Are Tour.
Are you serious?
At Sun Life Stadium on October 1D. 4th. Tickets on sale now at sunlifestadium.com.
Harry, baby, we're coming to see you, man.
You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com.
1D. John, you going, John?
No, I'm not
better be
going.
There, John.